This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I want to talk a little bit about the Olympics because it is officially over. And as I was scrolling through my TV, I saw this thing that said closing ceremonies of the Olympics. And I thought to myself, in previous years, I would have probably flipped on it just to see the pageantry or whatever else. Had zero interest in the Olympics. And my bet is most of you didn't either. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. As I dissect this little bit of what I believe the Olympics is about, I want you to understand this. It has nothing to do with the sport itself. Forget about that. Use the Olympics to understand the bigger picture of what's happening in this country and around the world. And what I'm telling you is, wokeism is dead. Oh, don't misunderstand me. It's going to be pushed. The Wu Flu virus is, if there's anything that the Olympics showcases, is that the lunacy of the Wu Flu. Healthy youngsters, the healthiest people on the planet, can't go, have to drop out because they have the deadly Wu Flu virus, of which all will go home, be pretty much asymptomatic, and miss out on what should be the best experience of their lives. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, and I hope you do. Because what you'll find out is that we deliver the truth harder than anybody out there. And you're not going to hear the Olympics talked about the way I talk about it. It's not to say it's the best. It's just to say it's an alternative opinion that is among the best. I'll tell you that. Because, see, I'm going to explain to you how crazy it is and why the Olympics is suffering to the degree that it is. So this article reads this. Have you been watching the Olympics? If so, you're part of a much smaller community than in games past. Ratings for the Tokyo Games are down significantly from Rio in 2016, London in 2012, and prior games, like losing half the audience significant. Half. Now, this is supposed to be countries cheering each other's respective athletes on, and all the great things that invigorate you for this time. The Olympics represents meritocracy. The athletes who have worked the hardest to qualify, to try to win at all costs. This isn't some reality TV show where the person with the biggest sob story wins. If that happens to be, congratulations. But it isn't because of the sob story. It's because the athlete worked their butt off and qualified, and then backed it up. Backed it up. Yeah. It was something every athlete dreamed of, being good enough to even be considered to go to the Olympic training camp, to get to go to the trials for whatever it may be, boxing, skiing, base, whatever. And then to make it is the absolute pinnacle of athleticism. Supposed to be. But it's not watched. NBC's overall TV audience for the Tokyo Games is down an average of about 45% from the comparable Rio Games in 2016. Primetime viewership, which consists of both live and delayed events, down by 51%. Now, I spent, I'm going to say, 2 hours watching the Olympics. In the past, I would have spent 24 hours. Easily. I would have watched every race. I'm talking about 100, 200, 400, 800, 16, or 15, whatever they run. Mile, I don't know if they run the miles. 1600. I would have watched all the relays. I did not see. You know the only race I saw was this girl McLaughlin, the 400-meter hurdler, because she's such a spectacular athlete, and she's cute, which is, doesn't hurt. But I was fascinated by her because the girl she beat, Muhammad, was also an amazing athlete. Both of them broke theoretical world record times, and both in the prelims and the finals. That's how fast that race was. But you know where I watched most of the Olympics? I don't know if you guys did this. I watched it on YouTube. I watched the snippets of the Olympics. I watched this white boy from Norway run the fastest quarter mile over hurdles that I've ever seen. Well, he's the fastest on record. He beat the world champion, world record holder, a brother from the U.S., and that dude ran the perfect race. I'm talking about the white boy. He ran the perfect race. And I thought to myself, yet another metaphor for the Olympics. You know, black guy's supposed to win it all. White guy wins it, snatches defeat from the jaws of victory. So this guy, at least the black guy, snatched this defeat from the jaws of victory. By the way, he ran a fantastic race. This little white boy just outran him. See, meritocracy. I saw the story of the black woman that got her, she won, and she put the American flag up, proud black wrestler. And I looked at all the first and all that stuff, but I watched 2 hours. You want to know what I watched? I watched golf. Man, do I need to turn in my black card. I watched golf. I watched Xander Schauffele win. Then I watched that American woman win, but I only watched a few minutes of hers. I just wanted to see if we could do it. See, because golf is another one of those meritocracies. You got to bring your game, and you better you better be on. I loved it. But the Olympics didn't get watched. So what's the big – Kevin, why are you making such a big deal? I'm making a big deal because of the backdrop. Everything the Olympics is supposed to represent, excellence. It's supposed to be the creme de la creme, people getting there. And you know what happened? Everybody at the Olympics, certainly those where anybody was out because of Wu flu, it's tainted. And here's what they say. I want to finish reading this because we may have to go into a second segment. But it says individual days are even worse, with last Saturday's audience of 14.9 million ranking as the lowest ever recorded for a Summer Olympic, breaking the record of, wait for this, the previous Wednesday. So the Olympics is in the toilet. NBC is got to be going, what did we buy? What did we purchase here? This is supposed to be when we kick butt in the ratings and everything else. It was like a mediocre sitcom, those ratings. And there's a reason behind it that's deeper than all of this. And I feel sad for the athletes because they all went there with the idea that it was going to have that same thing that it had in the past, and it didn't. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, everybody. We're talking about the Olympics, the problems that the Olympics is having with viewership, and I'm not surprised in the least. So what's up with the Olympics? It's bigger than just it has nothing to do with the feel of the Olympics and everything that it represents. Every 4 years, we look forward to it. The reason why it's a big deal is because athletes train for 4 years, and if you miss the window, you may never go to the Olympics. There are some people that missed in 1980 that you never saw. They were the best athletes of their day. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to folks at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Check us out at that location on the World Wide Web, and you can find out everything that we do, because we don't just do radio. We don't just do a video broadcast. We have the Flick Fest, which is our movie site, a movie streaming site. Understand the importance of us making a dent in pop culture, and hopefully you'll join the flickfest.com. We load up about 100 to 150 movies a month over there, and they're good independent films. Anyway, every 4 years we get the Olympics. This year was three. Figures it would be the year that we screw it up. We should have done this in 2020. A great year to do an Olympics. We do 2021. So now we're 3 years away from the next Olympics. And everybody's bidding on it, but now the numbers are way down. those advertising dollars are not what they used to be. I just went through that. So the Olympics, what was cool about it for me when I was growing up is it was a no excuses event. You either went, you performed, you got the trophies. History was made at the Olympics. Jesse Owens is iconic in my memory for the Olympics because what he represented for America, what he represented for black folks, was a big deal. Muhammad Ali in the Olympics, what he represented for black folks in the 1960s, fighting for civil rights justice. You know, Smith and forget the other guy, but those guys raising their fists in the 68 Olympics meant something. They were, and I get it. But now we're well beyond that. Now it should all be about, you know what, bring your best athlete, Norway, France, whatever, bring it. Let's all compete. By the way, Italy won its first 100 meters, the first guy ever in the Italian history to win 100 meters. Shocked everybody. So I love those stories. But what about us? Our sprinter, Allison Felix, 11-time most decorated Olympian in American history, maybe in history. Black Lives Matter proponent. You think I celebrate her victory? Couldn't care less. The men's basketball team, made up of hands up, don't shoot black athletes that are, you know, that don't have skin in the game. They don't care about this country. They just want to get an Olympic medal. It's just for their resume. Remember when people wanted to get to the Olympics because of what it meant to their hearts, not what it meant to their pocketbooks or to some a checkbox on accomplishments. About the women's soccer team, I was actually happy to watch them lose. Megan Rapinoe, I got a different name for her. What's she represent? You think these people represent us? Do you feel represented by our athletes at the Olympics? I mentioned the one girl, the wrestler, the black chick who won. She's thanking, you know, she's, you know, in tears over winning a gold medal for her country. But most of those athletes couldn't care less. Now it's been open to the pros. They all make more money running, you know, doing whatever they do. They have, there's no skin in the game for them. It used to be for amateurs. Now it's a, you know, it's like it's watered down like the Oscars and the Emmys and everything else that the left does. Pulitzer Prizes, Nobel Peace Prize. The Olympics has no meaning anymore. Here's how they set it up, though. New York Times reports in a long piece and analyzes the various factors that may have contributed to this particular swan dive that NBC has gone so far to offer advertisers who already bought commercial time on the game some free ad space on its schedule to make up for the lower than expected return on investment. But here's what they said before the Olympics. I want you to understand how they were already setting you up for, oh yeah, we already know the Olympics will be lower because we've factored in all these other things. So here was what was said before the Olympics. Lower ratings won't cancel the Olympics the way they might a marginally popular TV drama. The Olympics aren't going anywhere. But if you want to see the games in all their glory in the future, plan on ponying up $4.99 or more a month for streaming services. Good luck with that, because if I didn't watch it for free, you can be guaranteed I'm not going to pay for it. So they go on. This may be the beginning of the end of television as a mass medium, says Jay Rosenstein, a former VP of programming for CBS Sports. He was involved with the CBS coverage of the Olympic Games from 92 to 98. There's so much fractionalization, so much coverage available on TikTok, YouTube, all the NBC digital spaces that we're being conditioned as a culture and as a nation that the highlight form is perfectly acceptable. Long form viewing of TV, especially when you have a hodgepodge of events like the Olympics, is becoming a thing of the past. He's right about that. I'll give him that for sure. Oh, you know what? That was another article. Here's what they said in the beginning. This is important and it's poignant. NBC Universal is hoping that Americans will soon be talking about gold medal worthy Olympic vaults by Simone Biles. She quit and came back and won bronze. Winning goals by soccer star Megan Rapinoe, not the coronavirus pandemic. See, I believe the scamdemic is one of the major reasons why the Olympics didn't get the coverage that it was going to get. The best athletes are not necessarily there. I don't know if you guys are golfers, but John Rahm, I believe, was winning an event. That Sunday, he tested positive at golf. I mean, tested positive for coronavirus, Wu flu, and couldn't finish the round. They snatched it away from him. People at that point were outraged. We were going, what's his having the flu have to do with anything of this victory? He doesn't have to be around anybody. I mean, you could go on to make the case. They didn't care. Same thing with these athletes. They go on. They said the games were set to open on Friday as the coronavirus pandemic continues to ravage companies around the world. Ravage them. Yeah. They said a Japanese car maker Toyota says it was pulling its Olympic ads amid a national backlash to the games being hosted during a state of national emergency. I want you to know how they're selling this BS nonsense. Other threats to the popularity of this year's games include a ban on spectators and a steady drumbeat of athletes contracting the virus, and in some cases, dropping out of the games entirely. Over 70 athletes have contracted the virus in Tokyo, including fan favorites like tennis player Coco Gauff, who pulled out, blah, blah, blah. So it's the virus that's the issue. It is one of the issues. But what it is you, who are you watching? Are you watching the best? No. They're dropping people out for no reason. You can't see it. Did you watch any of the stuff where they were showing things with no audience? It was horrific. It's not going to get any better, folks. I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to news that New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying that President Biden is proud of the women for coming forward and that the governor's resignation is the outcome the president wanted.
Our view is that this is a story about these courageous women who came forward, told their stories, shared their stories, and an investigation overseen by the Attorney General that, of course, concluded today in an outcome that the president called for just last week.
The Senate approving a sweeping infrastructure bill on Tuesday, the measure easily passing on a vote of 69 to 30. The bipartisan measure covers roughly $1 trillion in spending on infrastructure upgrades, including highways, bridges, and public transportation. USA Radio News. An arrest is made in Chicago after a police officer was killed over the weekend.
The Chicago Police Department reported Monday two brothers were arrested for the fatal shooting of Chicago police officer Ella French over the weekend. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. His brother, 22-year-old Eric Morgan, was charged with unlawful use of a weapon and obstruction of justice. Although they have the most stringent gun laws in the country, David O'Neill Brown, superintendent of police in Chicago, says thousands of guns have been confiscated off the streets this year alone.
So far this year, Chicago police officers have recovered 7,536 guns. That's a 23% increase over the same period a year ago.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 184,346 new cases of COVID-19 and 492 deaths on Monday. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So what are the CDC and Fauci hiding? We're going to get to that in this segment. I talked the other day about the CDC issuing a document that says new research suggested that vaccinated people can spread the virus. So why get vaccinated? Why the full court press? I talked the other day about the number of kids who've been killed by the Wu flu. More kids die of suicide than the Wu flu, by almost 500% more. So why are they focused on, they want to develop a new vaccine for the 12 to 17-year-olds. And then I mentioned that Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, wants tots to wear masks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. These are things that should make you curious. It would be like, you know, you've got a closet where you've hidden everything, and every time somebody goes there, you're like, hey, come sit over here. No, don't go near there. Come over here. Pardon me, if they do it enough, you'll go, what's going on here? Why is it every time I move to this side of the room, you're sort of maneuvering me? Folks, you're being maneuvered. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know numbers. Even when they write it themselves, they contradict it. I'll give you some statements we talked about the other day. It says, the CDC, vaccinated individuals infected with Delta may be able to transmit the virus as easily as those who are unvaccinated. Vaccinated people infected with Delta have measurable viral loads similar to those who are unvaccinated and infected with the variant. In other words, there's no difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated when it comes to the Delta variant. Yet, go get your shot. Here's the next part of it. Vaccine breakthrough cases are expected to increase as a percentage of total cases as vaccine coverage increases. So in other words, the more you get vaccinated, the more people who are going to get the disease. Well, correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm going to use some black folk logic, but black conservative logic. If I don't get the shot and I'm likely to get Wu flu, aren't I in the same boat as if I get the shot and I'm likely to get Wu flu? Help me understand this. I'm going to read that again. Vaccine breakthrough cases. This means when you've gotten the shot, the breakthrough is you get the shot, but you still get the disease. That's what they call a breakthrough. That's not the way maybe Jonas Salk would describe a breakthrough when he found the solution to polio. But, you know, who am I to quibble? So it says, in other words, breakthrough cases described as rare by the CDC are not rare at all. Studies in Singapore and other countries show that 75% of new Wu flu infections, they call it COVID, reportedly occur in people who are vaccinated. You're less likely to get the Wu flu if you're not vaccinated. Those are their numbers. Okay, so here's what they tell you. Oh, Kevin, we're going to sell you on this. You're obviously not convinced, black man. You're a contrarian. You've left the plantation. So here's what we'll tell you. When you get the Wu flu, if you're vaccinated, it's not nearly as bad. How do you know? How do I know you know? What's the science behind it? The vaccinations haven't been out a long time for you to tell me that. And oh, by the way, I do have this data point that says when you're not vaccinated, you can get the Wu flu. And here it is. Wait for it, white people. You don't even know it. So how much lighter can the Wu flu be than if I'm not vaccinated? I may not even know I'm a carrier. Huh? Come on now. I need a James Brown robe to throw over myself right now. And somebody to come pat my forehead with a handkerchief. Because you just got dogged. Somebody poke holes in it. Take your time. Tell me what I'm wrong at here. If I don't get vaccinated, I may not even know that I have the Wu flu unless I'm going to take my kid camping and they make me get a test and then I find out, oh, my geez, I got the Wu flu. Or I lose my sense of smell or taste. That's how bad it is. But what Joey Demento and team want you to believe is you get the shot, it'll lessen it even more. Here's the thing. If you get the shot, you may not ever know you had the Wu flu. Be still my heart. This is the insanity surrounding this stuff, folks. So I'm just getting this pop up. Restrictions on unvaccinated people see explosion of fake vaccination cards. People are already getting prepared. So here's what I'm going to tell you. When they get this FDA approval, they're going to try to push this. We need to be putting a memo out right now from the conservative movement that says, if you are a business and you do not fall for this nonsense, we will support your business like you wouldn't believe. If you require your employees or patrons to wear masks or be vaccinated, you're toast. Conservatives, there are 80 million of us who voted for Trump, who spend a crazy amount of money. And I guarantee you, if we put down that edict, they'll back off. They'll back off. Anyway, I want to go further because I've been in arguments with people, and here is the lie that's being told about Wu flu that nobody wants to tell you. They don't want to let you know the real data. No problem with me. I already know it. I've been talking about it for months. But here's Senator Johnson asking a very simple question of Fauci emails.
Mr. Chairman, I sent you a letter also signed by five senators, requesting that you utilize this committee's power to compel the agencies to follow the law. They shall supply the information. Now, I just want to use one example, a letter we sent to HHS Secretary Becerra requesting the unredacted emails from Anthony Fauci that were provided under a FOIA request to a number of different outside groups. We requested those same emails unredacted. By the way, congressional oversight is not subject to the redactions under FOIA. We should have received those completely unredacted. Proof of the fact that the redactions are not valid. I just have copies of one of the emails. This is an email from Peter Daszak, dated April 18th, and it's just thanking Anthony Fauci for basically covering for Eco Health Alliance. You can see in what was produced to the committee and in the FOIA request, we have a big old redaction here. And now it was redacted supposedly because it was related to an open law enforcement investigation. We basically got the same 4,000 pages, the five senators, except on this one email, they failed to redact that. So now we know what's under the redaction. Let me just quick read you what supposedly was related to an open law enforcement investigation. It says it's been a very hard few months as these conspiracy theorists have gradually become politicized and hardened in their stance, especially because the work we've been doing in collaboration with Chinese virologists have given us incredible insight into the risks that these viruses represent so we can directly help protect our nation from bat-origin coronaviruses. We're fighting to keep the communications open with our Chinese colleagues so that we can better address future pandemics like COVID-19. I have no idea why that would be redacted in an oversight response to Congress. I have no idea how that paragraph could be related to an open law enforcement investigation.
So Senator Johnson's on a Senate review thing of this whole Wu Flu scam, and he's trying to get to the bottom of it. He says, look, we want to know what Fauci said here and there, and now they're pulling Hillary Clinton on him. We can't find all the emails and they're redacting stuff. And he's like, why would you be redacting stuff to us? We get this. Five senators have requested this from FOIA. We get unredacted data. So here's my question to you as an intellectual exercise. Why are we not, number one, wanting to get to the bottom of where this thing started? Because the Democrats now say it doesn't matter. You know, what difference does it make, as Hillary Clinton would say? It doesn't matter that we find out that the Chinese did design this bioweapon to kill us and, you know, be able to mess around with our DNA. So we no longer need that. And oh, we don't need to know what Fauci said. And what he proves is the FOIA people are lying to him about the reasons that they're redacting information that they weren't supposed to redact in the first place. This is the type of thing where you say to yourself, why aren't you wanting us to get to the truth? See, I don't care which way this shakes out. If it turns out I'm wrong about Wu Flu and it is the most deadly thing known to man, excuse me, then let's go for it. I want to know. But if it turns out it isn't and it's a big scam, you know what I'd like? I'd like to see people go to jail. I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people.
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know a whole lot about the history of polio and some of the other things that have been invented, medical stuff that we take, aspirin, penicillin, etc. I mean, I know the basics around it, but I don't know how many people it's saved. I believe it saved millions. And I believe in meds. I take them. I take certain things. I'll take aspirin from time to time, rarely. I'll take amoxicillin or something like that. I took a Z-Pack, which is supposedly some big-time, you know, antibacterial for when I had the Wu flu. It knocked it out. I don't know why, but it did. I'm not anti-medicine. Certainly not anti-science. I'm a scientist. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Fauci and polio is what I want to talk about now, just to kind of round out this whole CDC thing and what's Fauci hiding. And this guy wrote, that, or a person, I don't know, I think it might have been a woman, said after Biden's spokeswoman boasted that the administration was ordering Facebook to censor some people's speech, Fauci joined the campaign by appearing on CNN to warn about the dangers of letting anyone say whatever they think. We probably would still have polio in this country if we had the kind of false information that's being spread now, he falsely claimed. And I thought, wow, this writer really is going after Fauci. You know, I don't know enough about polio, but let me read on. And I did. They write, Fauci, as usual, is wrong. The polio vaccine was a subject of numerous controversies which played out in public. There were anti-vaccine campaigns long before Facebook. The most bracing of those took on the polio vaccine with the headline, Little White Coffins, declaring, only God above will know how many thousands of little white coffins will be used to bury the victims of Salk's heinous, fraudulent vaccine. Walter Winchell, who at his peak reached over 50 million people, warned that one particular version of the vaccine, which contained a live virus, was a killer. Contrary to Fauci's fantasies, aided and abetted by a media eager to find a pretext for censoring any open marketplace of ideas, the 50s were not a totalitarian dystopia in which free speech did not exist. Many of the same controversies as today, from socialism to science, played out to large audiences across a bewildering array of national and local newspapers, radio stations, mailings, books, magazines in a country where the media had not yet been consolidated. Now, let me tell you, I was a kid. I wasn't even born in the 50s, so I was a kid. This was news to me. This is why I get into history now, because I want to know what was going on at the time. It says, today, much of the newspaper, radio, and television markets, not to mention publishing, are controlled in one way or another by a handful of giant companies. While the 50s had their massive chains and networks, they were far more intellectually diverse, had plenty of different owners and perspectives in the mix. The American cultural environment today would strike people from that era as communist because it resembles the tight, centralized control of the Soviet Union, speaking of the Politburo. America has never had as little free and open debate as it does now because never have the means of debate been clutched in as few hands as is now the case. And I'm sure most of you agree with that assessment. It says there was an aggressive promotion of the polio vaccine by the government. Keep in mind, folks, this is when you could actually trust government to give you a little bit more things. Don't misunderstand me. There's always a reason to distrust them. But in this particular case, they were right. They said, and by nonprofit advocacy groups, but there was also vigorous opposition by a variety of people, some credible, some not. And the scientific debates over the vaccine, most notably between the live virus and the inactive virus, played out in public with ordinary people following back and forth between Salk and a guy named Sabin. When Salk's inactive vaccine was replaced with Sabin's live virus, the vaccine researcher turned to attacking it as unsafe and dangerous. Americans not only survived the vigorous public debate over the polio vaccine, but managed to stop polio because the debate over the vaccine between advocates and opponents and between scientists played out in public, creating a sense of transparency and trust. I just played a clip for you where Fauci's mad at us because we dare question and he wants to secretly continue his work in China and he wants to figure out how to do that without having any scrutiny. The writer goes on. Democrat revisionists act as if public health, elections, or any important enterprise can only succeed if dissenting voices are suppressed. But public trust comes from debate, not from a lack of it. Americans trusted the polio vaccine more than they trust the Wu flu vaccines, he said coronavirus, because they were part of the public debate instead of being told to shut up and just go along. Are you feeling that right now about this? I can tell you, there is no, you can't legitimately evaluate the data that I've discussed in this program about this Wu flu nonsense and tell yourself that this is legit. It just can't happen. Anyway, it says, in the existence of a vigorous public debate provided vital when batches proved vital when batches of the polio vaccine from one manufacturer not only proved lethal, but infected kids with polio and paralyzed some of them. The initial response by many in the scientific community and among corporate leaders was a cover-up. Instead, the Eisenhower administration chose to be transparent enough, even though it led to a smear campaign by Democrats. Eisenhower, instead of acting as if there was nothing wrong, admitted that the government had failed. It would be incomprehensible today, they write, when no politician ever admits to having mishandled the pandemic. New York's Cuomo might have killed countless seniors, but he'll never admit to it. Neither will any of the other governors who forced infected patients into nursing homes. Contrary to Fauci's lies, the polio vaccine process survived not only false information, but vigorous public debate between its two central figures, Salk and Sabin, between Republicans and Democrats. Basil O'Connor, the vaccine's biggest champion, was FDR's old friend and had brought him on board. Catastrophic failures that included a vaccine manufacturer who infected 40,000 children with polio, paralyzed 51 of them, and killed five. They have the numbers. It was open. Try to get the real numbers on anything we've talked about. I've done show after show on it. Finally, he says, Fauci is wrong about there being no more polio in America. What he really means is there's no virus in the wild naturally spreading polio in the U.S. Polio now comes to this country through vaccines taken abroad by immigrants or travelers. Fauci would also prefer that we not debate Biden's open border policies, which are bringing in illegals infected by coronavirus and spreading them around the country. He goes on. After a temporary win by Sabin, the U.S. switched to the live virus in its polio vaccine due to an outbreak caused by an inactive virus, which turned out to carry the live virus. More recently, we went back to Salk's inactive virus vaccine. However, countries which use the live virus continue to spread polio to a percentage of those who are vaccinated. In 2005, an Arizona woman contracted vaccine-derived paralytic polio from South America. In 2008, the CDC reported that the vaccine-derived polio viruses were detected in patients from eight countries who had acute flaccid paralysis. That's why vaccine debates and other medical debates are worth having. The polio debate still continues today, generations later. The switch from a live to an inactive vaccine happened less than a generation ago. Historians still argue whether the vaccine outbreak was the fault of private industry or government oversight, and that's a good thing. Vaccines are an important and powerful tool, they write. Like any other scientific program, they can go disastrously wrong. The best way to maintain public trust in vaccines and in any other program is through transparency. Anyway, there's more to this story. I'm not going to be able to get to the whole thing, but what he goes on to say that makes sense is Fauci glides from one interview to another, changes his story twice a week, adopts whatever the popular was ever popular in D.C., and never actually confronts any of the difficult issues. In the 50s, Fauci would have long since faced accountability. Americans would have never tolerated this level of control of the public by unelected administrators, let alone calls for suppression of free speech that Fauci feels free to indulge into his base at CNN. People have not only a right, folks, but an obligation to know the truth. And that's what we shoot for at this program.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.